March 20th, 2006, Theo Brandel, Kathy Nelson, Port Lions. Okay, Chamai Hui Kathy Shunami Shukliana, Mamaka Bonnie Portland Mi Shuklia, Dataka Gil Montana Mi Shuklia. Older brother?
Ankaka.
My older brother. Angaka Shunami. Oh, excuse me. Okay. My older brother lives in New Jersey. Angaka New Jersey mi itachtuk. Okay. My older brother's name is Steve. Angaka atach Steve.
Atcha.
Okay, my older sister Dawn. My older sister's name is Dawn. She lives in Kingston. Algaka Atcha Dawn Kingston mi itachtuk. Okay. My older sister Andrea lives in Seattle. Algaka Andrea Seattle mi itachtuk. My little sister Gwen, our sibling, lives in Oregon. Uyuwaka Gwen, Oregon mi itachtuk. My family are people from Kodiak.
Ilanga shunach miwit.
Ilanga shunach miwit. My family are people from Afognak.
Ilanga.
Okay. Ilanga Ahwanach Mute. My family are from Kodiak. Ilanka Shunach
Mute.
I'm sorry. It's Shunamuk. Okay. Ilanka Shunamuk. My family are from Kodiak. My sisters, they were born in Kodiak. Alganka Shuflit. Excuse me. My sisters, they were born in Kodiak. Alganka Shunami Shuflit. My sisters were born in Kodiak. Alganka Shunami Shuflit. Okay. This morning, it was a little windy.
Unwachbuk Akslangsia Changjuhmuk.
Okay. April 5th, Port Lions, Theo and Kathy. I'm gonna let you say that first and then I'll repeat.
Achidurka. Achidurka.
Achidurka. That makes sense. Nama Achidurka. That's where are my mittens?
Our gloves.
Our gloves, okay. And then.
Plitam kulini.
Plitam kulini. And you can say plitam kulini ka or no. Okay. And that is they are above the stove. Okay. And then.
Kamuda mika.
Are they in the drawer? Kamuda mika.
Ka.
It's under the bed? Or is it under the bed?
Angalam achani ka.
Angalam achani ka. Or angalam achani. Are they on the table?
Stulam kengani ka.
Stulam kengani ka. Are they behind the chair?
Stulchim tunwani ka.
Stulchim tunwani ka. Are they in the pocket?
Karmanumni ka.
Karmanumni
ka.
Are they in my pocket?
Karmanumni.
Karmanumni. Okay. The top of the table?
Stulum kenga.
Stulum kenga. The house top?
Anglum kenga.
Anglum kenga. The inside of the house?
Anglum ilwa.
Anglum ilwa. The inside of the pot?
Ashum ilua.
The floor of the house?
Inglum natra.
Inglum natra. The ocean's floor?
Imam natra.
Imam natra.
Natra.
Natra. The inside bottom of the pot?
Ajum natra.
Ajum natra. The underside of the pot?
Ajum acha.
Ajum acha.
Achani.
Achani. The place below the mountain?
Ingim acha.
Ingim acha. The place beneath the house?
Anglum acha.
Anglum acha. Okay, the place beneath the tree?
Nabam acha.
Nabam acha. The place above the mountain?
Ingim kuli.
Ingim kuli. The place above the house?
In Anglum kuli.
Anglum kuli. The place in front of the house?
Anglum kitti.
Anglum kitti. The place back behind the house?
Anglum kilua.
Anglum kilua. The mountaintop?
Ingim kangha.
Ingim kangha. It is on top of the table.
Stulum kengani ittuk.
Stulum kengani ittuk. Okay, it is flying above the mountain.
Ingim kulini tungwachtuk.
Mm.
But then when it gets kids used to say moldy fish when you get spotted down there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what did I tell you they call them? Akanak.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Old fish.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so any of these, you would call them Akanak.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So like, so these... When they would they have like white fins and stuff when they're Akanak?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they even any of these would be spotted if it was that particular kind of fish. How did they like to fix that?
They didn't eat them too much when they got really spotty, but when these had real big high hump,
they
liked those.
That.
Do they call that kajak or
no?
What'd they call that on this end?
I don't know what they call it.
Hmm. And did they call, like, the humpy when he got his hump, did they call him something different then compared to what he was here?
I don't remember.
See, those are ones that aren't really familiar to us.
Yeah.
The different names of the fish, not a common thing that
they
heard. So.
Cheap, he would only...
He
would
might be the one, that would remember the different ways they said.
Or Sergei.
There's another one.
But
I'm not asking him.
But he's stuck. He's stubborn.
He, I guess maybe there's pain associated.
Boiled fish. Oh. I don't remember the
book. Kinuok is what they have in here. But not familiar.
Well, what kind did you like to make parak with? Or do you?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite?
Silver.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It's not so dry like red salmon.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, yeah.
And you grew up eating that one? Is that how your mom would make it, too?
They made pirog, though, with any kind of fish.
Mm. Did they, some people were telling me, like, about the bellies are the best part.
Fish?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We just had some the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Fried.
Which kind did y'all get?
I think they were silvers.
Mm. Do you put those in your pirog, the bellies?
Mm-hmm. But you know, sometimes, like silvers, they're on the belly.
Mm-hmm.
He's not here.
But we like, Glenn likes to salt the bellies.
Mm-hmm.
And we have those boiled.
Good. Mm-hmm. Do you ever make your pirog like all belly? And
I never did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some people said that they like when they make their pirog, they put the belly in the middle,
uh-huh.
and then the sides of the fish. Did you ever do it like that? Did you arrange it a certain way?
Oh, I just put it however it'll fit.
She's practical. And how about kings? Did you eat those when you were younger at all?
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Uh-uh. Do you eat them now?
No.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what a lot of people say.
Seems strong.
Mm-hmm.
Too rich.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the word, rich.
Yeah. How do they say that in Aleut? Is there a way to say it's too oily or too fat?
I don't know. I'm just starting to learn a lot of this stuff.
We should probably
it's been
look.
So long. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and which ones do you like the best? Is it, where did I put my silver picture? Like silvers or reds or?
Humpies.
Mm-hmm.
That's your favorite fish of the fish? Or that's another one you're mentioning, that, yeah, silver, red, humpies.
A lot of people like the canned humpies. They say it's just like tuna to them. It's not dry in any, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh. That's true.
Oh, here's my silver.
My dad used to smoke humpies. A lot of people didn't like to. I don't know why, but I liked them.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We like silvers, I think. Mm-hmm. We like to smoke, but yeah, I do like smoked silvers. Yeah. Too. What's your favorite to dry? Like for tomuk? Is that what
tomuk? I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Glenn usually does reds.
I was gonna say, it seemed like reds would be a good one for drying because it's a drier fish.
Mm.
Yeah.
But you have to. Split them kind of thin because it takes forever to dry here.
Because they're big.
So rainy.
Yeah.
Mm.
That, because when the reds come, it's not so dry out. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Is there a problem with flies here too?
Yes, you have to have a screen box.
Oh.
Anywhere around here, do they take the fish and slice it this way? And dry it, or do they tend to just hang the whole fish or cut the fish in strips?
Well, I see a lot of people cutting it in strips, but I remember when they used to just split the fish.
Yeah, that's the way I've seen it.
Like it's still stuck together at the tail and hung over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what do they do? Like sometimes, I know they turn them each side out. Some people have told me they turn the skin side out when it's rainy.
Oh.
And the outside, did y'all turn them at all?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
When you smoke fish, you have to turn them, don't you?
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just do it so long.
After so many days.
Yeah, and then you flip it. Yeah. So I'm not sure exactly why. Fuzzy would probably know why. Yeah.
Hmm. What's your favorite for parak?
Probably silvers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like silvers too.
I've had
some king salmon parak that was good, and that's I've never tried that. I was surprised because I usually don't care for king salmon that much. Too rich to me.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, sometimes you make parak with the silvers, and it's kind of dry. I'll put the vegetables, a layer of vegetables, right on top of the fish with the oil in it.
Yeah,
and it's not so dry.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Do you leave the skin on when you make your parak?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
No.
No.
The skin's on. Now you make me wonder, because even like when we can, we take the skin off, but you leave the skin on, because that's where the good stuff is.
Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's probably the right thing to do.
Yeah. Well, it's just a matter of taste.
Uh-huh.
Like if some people put hard-boiled eggs in their parak.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh. They used to do that long time ago,
all
I remember.
Time. Yeah,
I don't like that in there.
It's just like rubber.
Yeah, by the time you boil it and then bake it.
Okay, why do we do that? We have fish in there. We don't need that.
They used to put that in there. I remember a long time ago.
Somebody had eggs they needed to use up?
Miller.
I don't know. That's kind of interesting, yeah.
I just like onions, cabbage, and rutabagas.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, those are the best. Good and simmered.
Uh-huh.
Did the, what about the egg? eggs? Did y'all like to get eggs from a certain one, or do you know? Or not, since we're on the topic of eggs.
Did your mom and dad like to eat the
sometimes.
Fish eggs? Mm-hmm. They like to boil them? Or?
Boil them with, when they boil the fish.
Yeah.
Mm. I used to like them.
Yeah.
Boiled.
Mm-hmm.
They taste like beans. I like them.
Do you?
To me, yeah. And you know your hair's getting shiny.
That's good for your hair.
My dad used to cook that milk stuff from the males,
mm-hmm.
or bake it.
That was good too. I've seen that done
mm-hmm.
too.
Seems like it'd be full of fat, more shiny hair.
More shiny hair.
Did he ever fry it? Or
I
just
don't
bake?
I remember baked or boiled.
Mm.
He used to boil a lot of fish.
Yeah. That's what Fuzzy likes to do with the stomachs.
Boil them.
Just boil them, yeah.
Does he salt the bellies too?
No. I don't think so. He's just saved them and then pulled them out and just boils them.
Do you freeze them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what we had the other day.
Yeah.
I told Lynn, oh boy, you're going to fry that? He said, no, I was going to boil it. I came from somewhere, he was frying fish.
Do you put potatoes in it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still put pushki?
We never did.
Oh, man, it's good.
Oh.
It really is good with the fish. I had that dig of hognak. The way it was cooked was the celery was peeled and then sliced, just like little round celery all over and put on it. And then you gotta know which one to get. And then they took the leaf of the pushki and wrapped it around the fish to hold in the moisture.
And so boiled it like that?
I baked it. I cooked it on the fire.
Who cooked it?
Olga Pestrikov.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Really good.
When said his mom or his grandma used to do that?
Probably just hold the moisture in when they, and it was, I was, I don't know if I was really hungry. it was good. That's a good flavor. And then it was the petrushki as well, the wild parsley.
I like to go out and eat petrushki right off the
thing. You do, yeah.
You have to know which part to get though.
And is it better in June to get that?
As soon as it gets so high.
Yeah, because that's what it seems like. It's always early, early on. And it's good. Some are sweeter than
uh-huh.
others. Yeah, I've heard that too.
You have to know which ones to eat.
Yeah. Male, female.
Really?
Yeah. But the plant. Which plant is male and which one is female? I don't know.
Which one do you eat?
The one that doesn't have a purple bulb on it.
And is that one male or female?
I don't know.
I have no idea, because
yeah.
I know those poplar cottonwood trees are male and female, but I didn't know bush tea is.
Yeah, they used to always tell us not to eat the one with the purple ball on it.
Okay, that's what it is.
Let's see, what about... did they get reds sometimes, or do people like to eat these tumuluk too? Because some people say there's a little hump kind of on them, but it's not the same.
That's late, like in September, October, they get like that. This guy likes to eat them.
I've seen him getting them, yeah.
And they're red like that.
Everybody else is done, and he's still fishing.
Oh, who's that?
Sunny. He likes to eat fish like that, yeah.
And it's the
good,
reds.
Good subsistence eater. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his daughter's doing the survey, so that'll be
good.
She can interview him.
I was wondering, have you learned the names for some of these things at all in Olytic?
A little bit. The Mary Peterson knew a few, and I had a terrible tape recorder, and I taped JP, and he knew the names of them. And I'm hoping if we get to talk to him again.
I always go on Friday.
Okay.
Are you leaving Friday?
Not till late afternoon, and I'll stay if I need to, because I think we can hear him. But he's talked about the use of each fin and what kind of motion it let the fish do. Like this one means jump, in Aleut. I think this one means steer. This one means propel yourself.
Makes sense. Yeah.
But it's interesting to hear it from him because I never would have thought of that.
And then has anyone talked about when they eat the head, that the bones, there's a story that goes with the bones? Has there anybody ever told you that?
No.
Do you know that? Mm-hmm. Have you heard that before? And I, you know, I didn't have a recording at the time, but it was Olga Pesterbach that was telling me what she remembered. But there's a certain way that you eat that. You know, they used to tell a story. It had something to do with birds, too.
You know, that's really interesting because everywhere I go, birds and fish are kind of connected, like the igouti here. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that one? They say
igouti? Igouti? Is that from Olivia? Mm-hmm.
I don't say it right.
It's your southern accent.
Well, it's my ignorance. But it's that black and white crown sparrow, that one that sings like kind of that.
The red salmon are coming.
That's
somebody said that. They're singing the red salmon.
Fish are here.
Oh, I never heard that before. Yeah. Because Theodore over in Yuzinki says he has a log, but he keeps it at Barabara. And every time he hears that bird, he writes it down and you can have your net out for days, and then the fish are there. I was like, Theodore, this is about native people and science. Please let me have a copy of that logbook. I mean, it's just so, you know, and who knows better than the people that live here? And Melvin talks about it, and Pete talks about it. But then on the south end, it's different.
And you hear it. I mean, I
as soon as they hear that bird, everybody else says, oh, fish are here.
Yeah.
That's nice of that bird to like.
Sure enough.
Sure enough, they are.
Wow. And then some people say jumpers tell them. And there's some other kind of bird that Yuzinki people talked about, some kind of a snipe, and it was called like the Kushkukut or something like that in Aleut.
That one, I can't get very many bird names.
They're complicated.
Kushka?
Something like that,
You hear it singing. Or.
And it lost its nest. There's one they say it lost its nest and it lays its eggs in other birds' nests. And when it flies, sometimes it dives and the sound, it doesn't really sing, but something goes through.
You hear it in the summertime, but you never see it.
Yeah, that's what they say.
You could look.
It's like,
where look.
Is that bird? I'm always looking because I want to see it.
And it's an exotic sound.
It is.
Like
it's a neat sound.
What is it in English?
I don't know.
I don't know what that's called, but that's a good question. Yeah.
Some kind of snipe, I think Theodore said, but he wasn't sure.
Yeah.
But three or four people in Yuzinki, because on my survey, because I first went to Yuzinki, I was trying to just get those kind of indicators, and I asked people, are there clues that let you know the reds will arrive soon? And like birds, or I know in the Yukon, tree buds, sometimes people can tell by the tree buds the way they're open. But nobody really said anything about plants, but up in Yuzinki and Port Lions, the igouti and that other bird, and I'd have to look at my notes to see what they said, but it was the bird that made God mad, kind of, and that's why it doesn't have its own nest. But no matter when I bring up fish, I always hear stories about birds, so what you're telling me is interesting.
I'd like to hear that again. I'll add that to your list of questions. Is there a story in relationship to how you eat the fish head? Do you like to eat fish head soup? Is that something?
I like to eat them just eat the head.
Yeah.
I like them fried.
Okay, yeah.
That's how I like them best, too. Linda Amoto in Akiak fries them in cornmeal. And the eye gets that big old fatty part, and it's good. But there's not very much of it. And then its little brain is good, but it's tiny. But we were just looking at this with people, and the bones really aren't there, because some people have talked about it doesn't really show the fins either, but a lot of people like the meat by these fins. I don't know if they had a word for that or not, but and then this
is good.
The nose. Do you like that cartilage?
Have you ever heard anyone say the eyes are good medicine? Because that's what Lena's great grandma Lena used to say, that the eyes are good medicine.
So, on your side?
Maybe
or her dad's side?
Her dad's side, yeah.
And I like this part of the fish when you cut the head off. I always call it the collar.
The collar. It's good, huh? Just
right
has a good flavor.
Because
It's close to the bones.
Mm-hmm.
I always say meat that's close to the bones has more flavor. It must be what it, what it is. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a lot of people, too, when we're talking about pushki, they like to eat the hump raw and just chew on pushki a little bit on the south end. Did you ever hear of them do that here?
Aleutic sushi.
It is.
Yeah.
In the fall, when the fish go up to creek, they remember Mom and them used to like the ones at the big hump.
How would they get them? Like, some people just get them with their hand, I think. Because they're kind of, they're not dead yet, but they're close.
But when they get really, some little kids said there's lots of moldy fish in the creek. And they get old.
And so all the adults run out there. Well, I know it sounded like they used to sort of split their humpies and then some people turned it like into an English verb, kajucking, which is interesting.
Raw fish, salted is good. Kajuk.
And see, that's the interesting part. On the north end of the island, people call raw salt fish kajuk. And on the south end, they call that hump kajuk.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it's
interesting.
Eating right raw. I like it salted and
it's
good. You soak it out.
And eat it just like that. Yeah.
Do you ever eat pickled fish?
Oh, yeah, I like to make pickled fish. Yeah.
Before it's even pickled, though.
So fuzzy, why isn't it eating salt fish?
Good. I was at Vera Skortsov's over in Yuzinki, and I went to her house one day, and she had the salt fish just kind of soaking in her sink, and I kept talking about it, so she cut some up for me. And then the next day, she was getting ready to pickle it, and the next day she had pickled it. I said, oh, is it really different? So she gave me some of that. It's good. And it was silver.
Yeah, and I like silver. I like either red or silver
pickled.
What do you either?
I like reds.
Reds is best because it gets nice and firm. It's firmer fish, but either one.
Glenn's brother makes pickled fish. He puts celery, onions, green peppers. It's just good.
Wow. Yeah, I bet it's good. I know somebody made like a salsa with their fish like that. It was really, it was spicy and it was good. Same that had fresh tomatoes and green peppers. And it was wonderful.
Wow.
So there's a lot of good fun ways you can play with it.
Some people just know how to do stuff.
Yeah. When they got fish in the fall, did they put up fish mostly to salt it like your mom and dad when they got these fish? Or did
They used to just get that to cook now.
Oh, just to eat it because it was a treat.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was the other fish that they... That's why I was wondering if this got put up too.
No.
Yeah, on the south end, they said they like this one to put up because when it gets like this, it has less fat and they would make tomuk out of it. And that's the one they make the most of their tomuk out of on the south.
Because the fat's gone. Well, it dries faster. There's not so much oil in it.
Do they make do you think they make more dried fish on the south end than they do up this way? Or do you sort of...
I don't know, because they kind of make everything. I don't hear of too many people making tomuk up this way, but maybe I just don't know.
Because of the chewooks.
The chewooks, the flies,
yeah.
But they had to a long time ago, huh?
Yeah, I wonder if they had trouble with chewooks.
How in the world did they screen that off? And
and that's their food. But they probably salted lots, and that would keep the chewooks out, maybe.
I thought it was interesting. My kids came home with homework this week, and they had to read about Franklin Roosevelt, and it was during his time that the rabbits were put here. And it said they were put here by Native Americans.
Oh.
I didn't really know that much about when the rabbits were put here, but I remember J.P. talking about the rabbits. You know, he can remember first tasting rabbits.
Oh.
And he can remember them not being here.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty amazing. So,
yeah.
Same kind of things.
Yeah.
You know, but here we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Who was involved with, you know, just like some of the ways they've planted fish and when it happened and who decided and what effects it had. And
yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, there's a good article I should send you. It's about the introductions of species to Kodiak. If you want, I could send it.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting because when I was working on that goat project, I had to look at it. And it was, you know, they tried all kinds of stuff. And then, of course, Sergey used to tell about the elk when they first came and how they'd get in the gardens and were pests.
Oh, in a
fog.
They were trouble. My dad remembers taking a young elk in his airplane.
Wow.
Mm. I don't know why they took it in the airplane.
Made
a good mess of the inside of the airplane.
Oh.
Benny Benson had just got done fixing up that inside of that airplane and had it redo.
Oh.
So,
oh gosh.
The ways. Anyway.
It?
Yeah, I like fish heads too. Yeah.
Cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not. I mean, if we get a whole fish, I guess we usually do that, but it's not like we try to save them all every time.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Is it not as good to have a king salmon head as, say, a red or a silver? Or
they are rich.
That's what's wrong with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people can't even eat reds too.
A
lot of people don't like kings, but it seems like a lot of people get an upset
you
stomach.
Can get, a bad reaction because they eat.
I was first time, you know, I was eating that king salmon. People would bring us Pete Squirtsup or somebody, and I would just eat it and Glenn would trade a great pig head for me, and I ate just half of it first. And I'd wonder how come my stomach is hurting so much.
And it was the red
it was
salmon.
It was the
king.
Too
king.
Rich.
It was too rich.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So I don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of people say that, north and south.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the first fresh fish of the year? Do y'all do anything special with the first fresh
make
one?
Make a pot of soup.
Yeah. The people said they do that so they can share it around as much as...
Oh, that's why. Oh, so everybody gets that. Makes sense. Yeah.
So
I know when Fuzzy, when the fish first come in, he wants to go around and give everyone one first.
That used
so
to be...
So there's something...
Isn't there a rule, like, that you had to give them away before... Everybody had to have some before you could put it up?
That's how they used to do it.
So there must be, because I said, man, he just not tell everybody's stories.
He has to.
There's history there, huh?
And was that just the way your family would tell you to do?
Always share.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's one of the other questions I ask. Like, did your parents teach you rules about harvesting salmon? Like, how many or when to stop and... Different answers, but they're all about sharing and then not wasting.
You know, that's what Glenn used to do, so he must have been brought up the same way. When he'd first get fish, he'd let everybody have some first.
Yeah.
And would they take, like, fish whole, or would they take soup, or either?
Just give them whole.
Mm-hmm.
They do whatever they want.
And then some people said if they didn't make soup, they'd make parrot.
Uh-huh.
Because you spread it out more.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of by Mother's Day sometimes, at least up here.
Mm-hmm.
What else did they say? But yeah, those are some of the rules people came up with. It's interesting, in Old Harbor, in Kaguyak, people said that they have to put the bones back in the water so the fish will come back. The people that weren't from Kaguyak didn't say that, but every family that was from Kaguyak...
Hmm.
That's how they looked at it.
Hmm.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And they talked about, they didn't have, when they hear the bird that tells you all the fish are coming, it means they can go out and play with dolls. But it doesn't mean, of course, they don't have a lot of reds right there, maybe at Alatak and stuff, but that's Old true. Harbor doesn't, since the earthquake.
We read that in somewhere, that when they heard the, somewhere, I can't remember, and I asked you that, and I assume it means it's spring, you can go outside and play.
And Lent's over, close to over, too, that was the other thing. And Mary Peterson, probably, maybe that book about her.
Because
she always talks about that. Mm. And see, again, birds are telling, like letting people know what to do. I don't know. Maybe it's just my imagination, but it seems like there's something going on with birds.
Yeah, definitely.
It's kind of cool.
One day I was working in my garden and I heard this strange sound. I looked up, there was 10 swans flew over my head, right over my head. Mm. That was so neat.
That must have been beautiful.
Yeah. So it's, you know, seeing them come and go, it sort of signals, changing of the seasons. So.
They stayed down here for a long time,
like
4 of them.
Is that unusual? Mm-hmm. Have they always come here?
Not all the time.
Yeah.
I don't
not
think.
Not a lot. To see 10, I see 1 or 2, you know, down here for a little while. But and last year there were so many geese. I've never seen so many geese. Incredible lines of geese flying.
Wow.
Yeah, I actually videoed that.
Wow.
Yeah, because it was fun to. It's like, my goodness, doesn't even look real. Mm-hmm.
Did it come out pretty good?
Yeah, it did. Oh, neat. Yeah, because it was just like this line that was moving around the sky and then they got, you know, in shape. But there was a lot of geese in that group. So.
Well, enjoy them while you can. They're going to start blasting them soon. They're going to do a goose hunt because the populations have gotten so high.
Well, that's what I was wondering. You know, same way there's so many more bear.
I don't think they're going to let them kill any more bears, but
yeah,
that's what a lot of the older people in Old Harbor complain. They used to not have all these problems with bears because people ate them. That was their meat.
Yeah.
And did y'all eat much bear meat in a fog neck? But you have bears there,
Not many.
Yeah.
I still can't. I have a hard time eating deer.
Mm.
I can't. I just can't.
No, it wasn't something you grew up eating.
We didn't have deer.
Yeah. Because I've noticed a few people around here like that.
Yeah, if you weren't raised on it. Was it just mostly fish?
Ducks. Sometimes they'd get elk. And people had cows over there, they'd butcher once in a while.
Did they have pigs too, or just cows and chickens?
I don't remember pigs.
Yeah. Did they eat the duck brains and the tongues too?
Oh, that's the best part.
I never tried that. Nobody ever offered it. I'd be interested to try. Just one bite. See, but brains and tongues are always kind of soft and I ate caribou tongue one time.
That's my dad talked about that too in his early years flying here because he started flying in 1950 with Kodak Airways. And so he talked about, he remembered people had the duck head was in there and the
feet.
Yeah, the feet sticking out of the pot. Yeah.
Glenn wouldn't cook the feet for me for a long time. I'd ask him, where's the feet? He said, you don't eat the feet. I said, yes, you do.
Those peninsula people. Now, does he speak Aleut too? Because I bet he has some words, though, that maybe are a little different from here. Because he's from Chicnic, right? Or?
I don't know. Around Sun Point.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Unga, that's right.
Do they have the salmon berries and cheetah and things like that? Like same word?
Well, you know, I don't know. I never
asked
him.
Of course, if he's from Sand Point, that's almost Aleut, and not Aleutic Aleut. It might be different.
Said his grandma used to speak Aleut.
Now, do y'all have up here that pinuk, where it's fermented fish eggs and berries? That must be a South End.
What
she's looking.
Call it?
They call it
shishuk.
Oh.
Shishuk.
Oh, that's what that is. Shishuk.
Mashed potatoes with
Seal oil.
And
And the blackberries, they're little, come on a little bush, but it's kind of like a pine tree.
And fish eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. I never tried that either.
So they have something down south. It's it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're having a special gathering.
At least you have cheese at the party.
Really?
Oh, I wouldn't eat it.
No?
No.
How come?
Because it stinks.
Who would have the party? Your parents?
It was a long time ago and my mom was still alive.
And would she just make a big batch?
Oh, she'd get invited out to him.
Oh. Did she stink when she came home?
No. Oh, how could you eat that? It smells terrible. But they liked it.
Yeah.
I've been to the Elks in Kodiak for some kind of a party or something, and they had some of that.
They didn't have a way they put their fish eggs up. It was something they just had when fish eggs were around. Is that it?
And they would put them. I don't know how they do them.
Preserve them.
They're fermented. Uh-huh. They put them in a jar and put them kind of in the dark. And you have to make sure no air gets in. Because if it's dark on the top.
It smells so good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's what I've heard. I mean, I never made it. Some people complained because theirs was ruined because it was dark at the top, like air got in. Think of all
so
that
there
time.
There was a reason on the way they figured out that we could do this.
Yeah, probably in the past they put it in some kind of bladder or something.
I wonder how.
But they liked it.
And
some people still make it.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody here?
I don't think so.
Anymore, I don't think so.
I know Wanda's mom makes it. Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
And Annie Pesterkoff in Old Harbor.
Uh-huh.
We'll make it. How about trout? Did y'all get much trout?
I don't remember. Sometimes they get little ones from the lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because some people said that trout was, I mean, like dollies were what they learned to cut fish on.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Which I thought was kind of interesting.
Yes, I heard there was. Yes, there was. Yes. That's all. You're welcome. Bye.
That was somebody little, huh?
Yeah. Must be their third class time when they do local history. Because yesterday they called and asked me how to say causeway. Or Aisa asked me how you would say that in a Lute. I found bridge. Do you know how to say bridge? M-I-R-A-K was how it was written. Michak?
I don't know. Have to ask
it
JP.
Russian, maybe, yeah.
Well, let me look in your dictionary for a minute. There's one word in here, and I always ask everybody, and nobody's ever heard of it, so it may be from, like, Prince William Sound, but it's a word for hook-nosed trout. And I, you know, it's hard for me because they're written, but I don't know how to say them. So it could be a word that somebody would know, but we don't know how to, I don't know how to say it, but let's see. Because I think, is this words from lots of different people?
You have that book.
Oh, which one are we talking about?
Prince William Sound.
Oh, there's a different one.
Oh, yes. Okay, yes,
there is. Yeah, this is the word that I'm kind of curious about.
I don't know.
No, I was asking Theo if she got Dolly Varden ever in the spring. Because some people used to make tomok out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever have?
Here they used to, all the time, make tomok with them. You eat tomok?
I love any kind of meat, and especially when I travel so much and I don't have to refrigerate it.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes a bollock in Old Harbor will give me some tomok, and it's nice. I can just gnaw on meat. It makes me happy. And I know some people in the interior that make, I don't know, you call it moose tomok, I guess, dried moose meat.
Dried moose.
It is good. Yeah, so I never heard of this hook-nosed trout. I don't know what it's talking about.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting because it seems like people hardly use Dolly Varden anymore. Mm-hmm. And they used to lots. But because some people complain there's too many dollies and they eat the fish eggs and stuff. And part of it, they say, is they're not harvesting them like they used to. So when people lived in a fog neck, were there good salmon streams just right there? They must not have had to go very far, hmm?
Yeah, we had one. Its tongue piece went up. Mm. And the other side of the village. Mm. Silvers went up. Mm. Ellie Town. Mm-hmm. They had humpies. Mm. And the other in the town had silvers. Mm.
That's interesting. Uh-huh. Yeah, but each mm-hmm. little creek had a different fish then. Uh-huh. Huh. I wonder if they were planted that way.
Oh, those were probably natural, I'm sure.
They were natural.
I would imagine. Yeah. Did people go to get reds, like at Litnick? Mm-hmm. Or? Mm. Was that a far?
Right. Mm-hmm. From a fog neck?
Mm-hmm. No. You know, it was interesting, too. I was telling Kathy about this yesterday. Somebody said in Yuzinki that Tonki Bay, there's these canals that people made. Oh. And they would get the silvers to swim into them. Like, wherever there's flats, like in Kodiak, that Bell's Flats, uh-huh. like the beach is here, and the river is here. And people, he said long time ago, would build sort of like a canal with an ending, and they'd put some kind of thing where the fish could swim in, but they couldn't swim out, but fresh water could get in and out, and the fish wouldn't spawn, so they stayed Tumaluk, I guess. Oh. And they knew how many fish could live in that amount of water, and they would have sometimes fresh silvers till like February. Hmm. I don't know.
Sure. You probably figured that out. Mm-hmm. You probably could have. Huh.
But I don't know if people went to Tonki Bay much, probably really long time ago. And
probably.
He talked about how they would, for clams, when there was a real low tide, they'd go get clams and then bring them to closer area and dig a pit and put rocks and then fill it up with sand. So they couldn't go too far away, but they would have fresh, they wouldn't last forever, but a couple months. So like when you didn't have good clam tide. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they were kind of practicing, what do you call it? Not horticulture, but agriculture, I don't know. They weren't farming them, but they were definitely herding them.
Yeah.
So.
That was good thinking.
Yeah. And that's the kind of stuff that, it's so important to record it because so many people that are around just this one day and age think they're the only ones that ever managed anything.
Yeah.
So I'm curious if JP knows about that or even Fuzzy, if he ever goes to Tonki Bay. I don't know. I heard it's pretty rough over there, but.
JP probably knows. Seems like he knows everything.
He's an encyclopedia. And he's so fun to listen to.
This is Litnick, right? Up in here. Am I correct? Because this is a fog neck. Yeah, Kiawik. Uh-huh. So this is, and a fog neck is here. Mm-hmm. So, and then this is Katani. So anyway, where's Tonki Bay?
It's this one, huh?
Okay. Somewhere is over there.
Up in there.
I have no idea where it is.
I've got to get one of these to compare.
Where's that from? That's
this
nice.
This is from Native Village of a Fog Neck.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Gosh, I wonder if any of those words relate to fish.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised somewhere along the way you start doing that.
That's neat. Boy, that's lots of names they got.
Yeah, it is a lot of names. Pretty amazing.
Did those creeks at a fog neck, like the one with humpies, can you remember its name? Mm-mm. It's just right by the village, mm-hmm. though. And then the other one was on the other side of Russian Town.
Mm-hmm. This is what I need. This is what I got. Now I need to get a chart, because this is what we've been doing, is talking about with JP, and what I do is hope to gather stories that he, you know, just by looking at the places, mm-hmm. you know. But he said he could remember a lot of the mm-hmm. names.
And are those mostly from him?
I'm not sure if mm-hmm. they are or not.
Like Julia and Alice.
Oh.
And I think Dennis, too. I'm not okay. sure.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But looking at it helps him.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible. That's really that's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Achunuk. Achunuk. Yeah. So. And so interesting to talk to him, because he went from, JP went, they rode from here all the way up to here.
Wow.
To go trapping.
Wow.
That's a lot, and there's a lot of bluffs through there, so there's no landing.
Oh.
So, kind of interesting to, yeah.
Man, we just need to put a computer cord by his head.
The only trouble is now he can't hear good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But he seems interested, and he likes to talk about it. I mean, he gets tired, but yeah, was it time?
I was thinking if, yeah, I'm going to go, because I want to make sure I go to,
came, John.
I don't.
Okay.
Well, I need to get email,
I
but
complicate your life.
I know, that's what someone said. You're lucky you don't have email. So, but I was trying to do this morning. Did you?
Bon.
Okay.
Yeah, jut. Jut is egg. Jut. She jut.
She jut. Okay.
Lot of,
yeah, yeah. Not just one fish egg.
Spawn.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
No, I mean not jut morning.
No more spawning.
No. Spawn down.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm one of those old fish.
Akanak.
Oh, yeah. Akanak, yeah. Now here, I had like this.
Shijok aged fish.
Shijok
aged
fish. Is that familiar to you? Like when they would make it
aged? I don't know. Shijok.
Okay, shijok. It's like something they like to eat, like
fish
make the
eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, fish eggs.
This is April 25th. Theo and Kathy. Nama Ahitka.
Uh-huh.
Where's my glove? If I want to say, where are my gloves? Nama
Ahidanga.
Ahidanga. Ahidanga. Plitam Kulini.
Uh-huh.
Above the stove?
Above the stove.
Plitam Kulinika. Nama. Where? Kumudami?
Kamudami.
Kamudami. Kamudami ka? In the dresser? Nama. Where? They're looking. From the page. Okay. Anglam. Anglam?
Anglam.
Achani? Anglam achani ka? Under the bed?
Under the bed.
Nama. I should say Nama Achit. My glove. Stulam Kengani. Stulam Kengani ka.
Uh-huh.
And on top of the table. Nama. Where? Can I turn the page? Stulchim Tunwani. Under the chair.
Behind.
Oh, behind, that's right. Stulchim Tunwani. Tunwanika. Behind the chair. Nama. Kalikam. Kalikam. Chanyani. Next to the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Nama. Karamanak. Karamanak.
Karamanumi.
Oh, yeah. Karamanak is his pocket. Karamanami means in the pocket. Karamanami. Ah. Yes. Okay. In the house. Unlumi. Unlumi. Unlumi.
Unlumi.
Unlumi. In the house. Unlumi. Plit. Plituk.
Plituk.
Plituk. Ajuk.
Ajuk.
Kanga. Plitum. Or how do you say that? The
pa. Plitum. Kangani.
Ajuk. Plitum. Kangani. The pot is on the stove. Okay. Weedruk. Chanyani.
Weedruk. Plitum. Chanyani.
Weedruk. Plitam chanyani. The bucket is next to the stove. Kofshik.
Iniyuk.
Iniyuk. Iniyuk. Istanak.
Istanami.
Istanami. Okay. The ladle is hanging on the wall. Kofshik. Istanami.
Inimuk.
Inimuk.
Iniyuk.
Iniyuk. Chukik. Those are socks, huh? Little socks. Mikiting chuk. Chulgik. Again. Inidak.
Inidak.
Inidak. Hanging. Kanga. Plitam. Plitam. Kanga. Above the stove. No, that's above. I'm sorry. It's not kanga. That's on top. Above is kuli.
Kuli. Plitam kuli.
Plitam kuli.
Iniyut.
Okay. Iniyut means hanging. Chulgik. Plitam
kuli.
Kuli. Iniyut. Okay, socks are hanging above the stove. Okay. Let's see, I'll say Turelkuk. Stulam. Kanga, Cheskuk, Chili Wilkuk, Stulum, Kanga, Stulchim, Chanyani,
no. Stulum Chanyani,
Stulum Chanyani, Stulchik, yeah? The chair is next to the table, so you say Stulum. Chanyani, Stulchik.
Stulchik. Stulum Chanyani.
Stulchik, Stulum Chanyani. The chair is next to the table, okay. Paluik, Paluik, Istanami. No. Nadakhmi.
Nadakhmi.
Nadakhmi. Okay, so the rug is on the floor. Nadakhmi. Chinook.
Chinook?
Chinook. Chinook. Kanga. Plitam kanga? The Chinook.
Kanga me. Plitam kanga. Kanga me.
Plitam kanga me?
Top. Stop.
Okay, so Chinook plitam kanga me? Or is that, or would it be?
Yes, same page as this.
It is the same. Yeah, there's not a whole
just
lot.
Just that
the emphasis Chinook is on the tea kettle. So the tea kettle is on the stove. And then the next one should be, the stove is in the kitchen? Or what? It says, in the house there is a stove. So you could say, Inglomi Plituk. Plituk. Plituk.
We didn't find oven, did we?
No, we didn't. So the stove is hot.
Ochnachtok.
Plitak ochnachtok.
Ochnachtok.
Ochnachtok. Okay. Paluak. It's dirty.
Igacha.
Igacha.
I think. Dirty.
Paluik ikachtuk. Okay, the rug is dirty. So I am going to wash the rug. Ikke gudachtwa.
Paluik ikke gudachtwa.
Paluik ikke gudachtwa. Oh, both. It could be one way or the other. Padushkak. Ingloman.
Inglum.
Inglum. Inglum. Kangani. Kangani. And the other, that is, the pillow is on the bed. Padushkak. Inglum. Kangani. Okay. And you could say yush.
Nyushkamgen.
Nyushkamgen.
Inglum. Kangani.
Inglum. Kangani. I told you it was on the bed. Stool maluk stoolchik knigwik me. Two chairs in the kitchen.